All right, everybody, welcome back into Mining Stock Daily. This is going to be our last episode before we get into tomorrow morning's long forum episode, which I'm happy to announce features our friend Paul Gurney from Beacon Securities. A long conversation. But before we get there, we got to welcome back an old friend. You may remember him from previous iterations as CEO from Fiore Gold. Well, Mr. Tim Warman's got a new endeavor. He's now a copper explorer in both Chile and Mexico with Atacama Copper. So Tim, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, Trevor. Great to be here, as always.
So what's the deal, Tim? You know, you go out on a high note and you couldn't quit it? You couldn't retire? And
yeah.
You had to come back from
the joke I keep saying is that the only people who want to be junior mining CEOs are people who've never done it before. So maybe.
Well... Yeah, but you're switching gears here. Instead of precious metals, you know, being a gold miner and explorer, you're looking for copper and some new jurisdictions. So, you know, give us that overview of Atacama Copper and really how you kind of brought this deal into the market.
Yeah, it's an interesting company. You know, and as you said, I've been doing gold for quite a while. I actually started out my career early on doing copper exploration in Zambia in the Copper Belt, but since then, it's been mostly precious metals. And you know, I kind of wanted to get back into really, at least a copper-focused company. And so I'd looked at a couple of things, and some people that I know from the industry had put together this copper company in Chile called Atacama Copper. You know, Ross Beaty's Lumina Group had been involved in putting it together. They obviously had some success with Global Copper and Relincho and then selling that to Teck. A few years ago. So, you know, it's one of those situations where if there's an opportunity to work with some really good people and that Lumina Group has some really good people in it, you know, I jumped at it and I like the project. It's got a great copper porphyry project in a great area in Chile. It literally sits in the middle of, I think it's the biggest undeveloped copper project in the Americas right now. It's a joint venture between Teck and Newmont called Nueva Union. And there's two porphyries, and Teck had one, Newmont had the other. They put them together in this big JV, and there's like 10 million ounces of gold and 20 billion pounds of copper in reserves in that deposit. And these guys at Atacama had managed to pick up ground right in the middle of those that pair of porphyries there that make up Nueva Union. And so, you know, you're in the right area, never been drilled before, you know, great looking stuff at surface, good geochem, all the rest. You know, at the time, there was some issues in terms of getting surface access for a couple of reasons into those properties. So we looked at, you know, how do we add something to this company? You know, something else we can, so we're not just a single project company. And we had an opportunity to, again, partner with, you know, Trinity Capital out of Toronto. And Trinity works a lot with Pierre Lassonde. And you know, being able to bring that kind of background of investors together was really appealing. So we did an RTO you know, a couple of months ago with a private company that Trinity had put together with backing by Pierre Lassonde, backing by Agnico Eagle. And it was exploring for both gold and precious metals and base metals in Mexico. And I thought, you know, those are good properties as well. My new partner in this venture is a guy named Charlie Roncos, who was the VPX at Glamis Gold, then was the SVPX at Goldcorp back, as he puts it, when Goldcorp was a good company, back in the days of Chuck Jeannes and Kevin MacArthur. And so we did that RTO in February, and now we're actually looking for both precious metals and base metals in Mexico and base metals in Chile. It's a really interesting combo. And, you know, I don't know if you remember Dave Lotan, is pretty well known in this industry. He gave a really good talk at the at a conference just before PDAC, and he commented that, you know, the companies that are succeeding in the last couple of years in these difficult markets are companies that have had some kind of sponsorship. You know, they've got the Lundins or, you know, somebody like that behind them. And I thought, you know, if we can put together a shareholder base that's got Pierre Lassonde, that's got Agnico Eagle, it's got Ross Beaty's Lumina Group, the Trinity Group, you know, Trinity Capital, Medalist. I thought, you know, this is going to be a success. And we've got a great management team in there as well. And yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, we just finished the RTO in February. So we're kind of just getting up and rolling on this now.
Okay. You have been able to get a first pass of drill results in out of the Christina project in Chihuahua, Mexico. That was really the latest news out of Atacama. 10.5 grams per ton gold equivalent over 7.8 meters. There's also 9.4 grams per ton gold equivalent over 2.2 meters there. It sounds like you mentioned the Chilean projects first, so it sounds like maybe that's more of the flagship, but maybe talk about, you know, balancing both Chile projects with these Mexican projects. And it sounds like the Mexico projects were kind of easy pickings for you to hit right out of the bat.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the great thing about the Mexican projects is they'd already had some drilling. Charlie Roncos picked these up from Goldcorp when he left Goldcorp, and they'd been drilling them privately for a few years. And again, that had been funded by Pierre Lassonde and Agnico and a few other people in the industry. And we had quite a good drill database there. It was all permitted, ready to go. You know, it was basically a turnkey operation. So we, you know, within a few weeks of closing the transaction, we had drills on the ground and turning on that project in Chihuahua. It's called Christina, and it's a big, you know, it's a precious metal plus a bit of base metal vein system, very characteristic of Mexico. They're big, big, thick veins. You saw that headline intercept from the first batch of drill holes from the season. I mean, that's 7.8 meters of true thickness across those veins. And, you know, the veins themselves are upwards of 10 meters thick, and they run for about 5.5 kilometers. They're at surface. You don't have to dig around for them or wonder where they're going. I mean, they just carry on across the countryside. So it's a great target. And I think that thing's got potential to be, a multi-million ounce deposit. It's got a bunch of parallel vein systems, and really, other than one main vein, it's hardly been drilled at all. There's a few scattered drill holes, all of which got some great intercepts off them. So we've got about 20,000 meters, 21,000 meters of drilling going on right now, and kind of in two phases. And as you say, that was an easy pickings. We could get going right away and start generating news flow. Mm-hmm. The stuff in Chile, we've been working, fairly carefully and systematically to deal with some of the access issues there. One of them, you know, you can kind of get into this property from two directions. It's not hard to get to physically. It's just 55 kilometers outside of the city of Vallenar. It's not terribly high elevation. But coming in from one side, that Teck Newmont JV has been caught up in a lawsuit for about 10 years. Over some land they purchased from a wealthy Chilean owner. A second wealthy Chilean landowner, you know, showed up as soon as the sale was announced 10 years ago and said, hang on, part of that ground you sold to Teck and Newmont was mine. And anyway, it's caught up in this whole lawsuit, and Teck didn't want to give us access that way. And then in the other direction, there's an indigenous group that is very protective of their ground. And some of the previous operators had, you know, kind of just had trouble communicating with that group. We've been down there and talking with them quite regularly since, and that's going very well. So, you know, we're kind of just taking that slow. We don't want to go into their part of the property until we have their permission. I think that's not the way to operate. But I think we're moving towards a solution there. But we have been able to get permission to go in and do just some geophysics there. And so that's underway right now. And we'll have to finish that up in the fall, which is the Chilean spring, because we ran into weather towards the end of their season there, and it was just getting a bit difficult to carry on. So yeah, we're working both projects, and it's a nice balance of copper and gold, I think.
Okay, so but in the meantime, before you can get back onto the properties in Chile, Mexico continues to be the priority through the summer.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. We'll be watching this carefully. Curious, Tim, the makeup of the deal, the structure of Atacama Copper. It's, you're sitting here at a pretty tight share structure, just 36 million shares outstanding, market cap just over 40 million Canadian here. You're one of the first, I guess, you know, new companies in the copper space right before this big move in copper. So maybe talk about the timing of all this. Sounds like it couldn't have been any more fortuitous for you.
Yeah. I mean, and I'll just correct your numbers there, but you might have a little out of date. There's about 60 million shares outstanding after the RPO.
Okay.
And we're trading at around $70, $75 million market cap right now. And We actually just raised just under $13 million in February as part of this this transaction and putting the two companies together. But you know, I think you could see that, you know, on the supply demand side, I don't have any slides in my slide deck that talks about the case for copper, because I don't think you need to. People in the mining space get that. I mean, everybody else has been beating that drum, you know, and I think that story's, I think it's an easy story to understand. You know, you look at the rate of discoveries over the last few years, you look at, you know, the need for copper going forward, and you just see that supply demand mismatch. And you're starting to see that now. I think the broader markets are starting to catch up to something that I think people in the mining industry have seen for years.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. So give us a sense of what we're going to see, you know, here in the next coming weeks or months here, Tim. And I do apologize about getting those numbers wrong.
That's
I'm
going right.
to blame my friend Ted over at Junior Mining Network. I'm reading it off your website.
Yeah. No, it's hard to keep track sometimes, especially after a trend. We did a rollback and all the rest, so it's confusing.
Fair enough.
So the next while, look, we've got drills turning right now. We've had them drilling for a month or two. We'll have pretty regular drill results out. It's really nice to see that the lab turnaround times have dropped down to almost nothing. I mean, it's about 2 weeks to get assays back now, where, you know, when I was running Fiore, we were taking 5-6 weeks to get assay turnaround. So that's really good to see. So steady news flow. You know, probably for the next 8-9 months, we're going to be working on this drilling program. And then once we get the geophysics wrapped up down in Chile, we'll be able to start talking about the Chilean projects a bit more as well in detail. You know, it was very frustrating. We got half the geophysics done, not quite enough to you know, sort of see the whole picture. But we'll have the rest wrapped up kind of September, October timeframe on that. And then really, you know, given the kind of shareholders and the backers we've got in this company, I think it's a really, really promising vehicle for acquisitions, for adding on things, for looking at maybe some more advanced projects, maybe even some producing assets. You know, I think we're quite comfortable having run a producing asset successfully at Fiore. There's a couple of things out there that we like, and we're working on that, you know, as we speak. So hopefully, again, you never know how long these things take, but I'm hoping that we'll have something to announce there in the next few months.
Okay. You know, you mentioned the assay turnarounds being real quick. And it wasn't that way back in, you know, the fall and winter of 2020, right?
No, it was
when
painful.
You were running Fiore.
Yeah.
And I can't think of it. Like, I do remember, I mean, I remember, you know, hearing stories, people operating in Nevada, you couldn't get a drill rig.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
You were signing 8 months out. The assays were hard to get
turned
around quickly. And here, you know, and that was a pretty, that was a shorter kind of bull market cycle in 2020.
Yeah.
And here we are at the beginning of this market, and we keep on hearing, you know, one of those signals, there's empty seats at conferences.
Yeah.
You know, the there's a lot of big investors still on the sidelines in this market. Assays and drill contractors are very easy to get right now. And so we're in this bull market, but there's these disconnects in every corner.
Absolutely.
Right now.
It's kind of nuts. It's good in some ways. You know, I'll tell you right now, we're paying in Mexico, we're paying something like $135 a meter for drilling all in, which is unheard of. And it means you can do a lot of drilling. You know, I think we budgeted like over 200, and it's coming in, you know, at a fraction of that. So yeah, it's great for our treasury.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Okay. All right. Well, one last question, Tim, are you missing the gold space here now that they're at $2,400?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we're still kind of in the gold space, right? I mean, the project going on right now is a gold, copper, zinc thing. So but you know, I like copper. It's easier to explain people, you know, to copper. It's easier to explain copper to people just in general.
Yeah. Well, that deal you did selling Fiore to Calibre, you gave it to, you know, those boys are knocking it out of the park there.
Yeah.
It was a good deal.
No, they're great operators. Yeah. They really are.
Yep. All right. Tim Warman, welcome back. Thanks for doing this. So that's your introduction to Atacama Copper, everybody. They do trade on the Venture Exchange with the symbol ACOP. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.